Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards the mound. Barber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Steve Barber. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Hinton moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Stu Miller. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Adair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.